morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com, where there's no FCC, there's no CRTC, there's just you and me the way radio really ought to be. It's a beautiful day. It's Friday, August the 19th, at least here in this part of Canada, between Quebec and Ontario, where in about an hour or so, I'm going to jump on my bike, I'm going to meet a cousin and go for a ride and have some Montreal smoke meat, which is something that is quite unique. The editorial today is about, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign and their pledge that they're going to unload so much crap on Donald Trump that he'll have to get a shovel to dig his way out of it. And it hasn't happened. I mean, they've done all kinds of stuff. First of all, they went after his beautiful wife and they tried to expose her for some very sexy photos that she made when she was in her modeling career before she met Donald Trump. Well, all that proves to me is that she's one beautiful woman. And, well, if you want to juxtapose her to Hillary Clinton, well, there's no comparison. The other thing is that they tried to say that she's not really an American citizen because of something that had to do with her visa when she was in the United States on her modeling career before she met Donald Trump. That turned out to be BS as well. Of course, they've gone after Donald Trump because he was involved in a couple of corporate bankruptcies. I can tell you, as I have in the past, if you're not willing to take the risk and you're not willing to fall and just, you know, lose everything you've got, then you're not an entrepreneur, because that's what entrepreneurs do. And I can tell you personally, I've gone bankrupt. I've had businesses that have failed. I've tried my very best. It doesn't always work out the way you want it to work out, and you feel horrible about it, and no one is a bigger loser than you are. But that's what it's all about. You get up and you go back into it and you start again. And I've done that several times, more times than I want to remember, because it's not always successful. So that didn't work out too well. And besides, you know, she's talking about his casino that went bankrupt in Atlantic City. Well, half of Atlantic City, or the boardwalk of Atlantic City, went bankrupt as well because, well, it was just a bad deal and it wasn't the right time, the right place, and the economy was horrible. So that hasn't gone anywhere. And then she went after, of course, Trump College or Trump University, whatever they called it at the time, where most of the people were extremely excited and they felt they got their money's worth, but there were some people who were really upset. And, well, he's a rich guy and he's a celebrity, and they figured, what the hell, we're going to sue. And I'm sure their lawyers said he'll settle out of court because he doesn't need this public aggravation. Well, that didn't work out either. And Trump said, hey, listen, you want to bring it on, because there's no way I'm going to settle with any of you. I gave you a good deal. You got exactly what you were promised. And, well, anyway, so that hasn't worked out either. And now it's all about Trump's taxes. Who gives a damn about Trump's taxes? The fact that he's not indicted for anything, and there's no suspicion of indictment, there's no rumors that he's cheated or stolen anything or did anything illegal to earn his money, is all that anybody needs to know. Unlike crooked Hillary Clinton, where, you know, everyone knows she's a crook, everyone knows she's a liar, everyone knows she's misused and abused her position in the State Department as the secretary to make her husband and her ne'er-do-well daughter extremely wealthy. You know, you see the ads on TV every now and then about how, you know, she says, I left the White House. We were not only dead broke, but we were in debt. Well, yeah, you know, they had three mansions. So what kind of dead broke and in debt is that? And all of a sudden they say, well, she's got at least $100 million. Well, they might have $1 billion. Because who knows how much they've cheated from the American people by abusing their position of authority. We all know that she failed as the Secretary of State. We know about her Russian reset. That was a joke when she pressed that red button and you know, they laughed at her. They said, you know, the Russian that she used to describe the event was actually opposite to what she was trying to describe. That's neither here nor there, but there's no Russian reset that she can be proud of. And we know what she did with Libya and Benghazi. We know what she did and Barack Obama did with Egypt. They made a mess there by going with the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, it's not a secret that everything she's done turned out to be a failure when she was the senator for the state of New York. What did she do that she can really point a finger to and say, I made a difference? Well, she didn't do anything except she just, you know, feathered her own nest. She promoted herself politically. And her whole life, since being the first lady, while her husband was the president, her whole life seems to have been determined to become the president one day. And everything she did, whether it was the Senate in New York State or it was the State Department, was all about her making, well, realizing her dream. A dream for her and a nightmare for America and the rest of the world. Now there's a little bit of talk about Paul Manafort leaving Trump's campaign. Well, Manafort wasn't the right guy. He was an insider. Manafort was a big insider. And I was kind of curious and surprised that, you know, Trump would have even picked him. And it didn't work out. You know, I'm sure Manafort's very good at what he does, but he's not the kind of guy Donald Trump would normally turn to for something as important as defining who Trump is. But he's got good people around him now. He's always had good people around him. And, you know, I guess he was overpowered with all of this. You gotta say this, you gotta say that, you can't say this, you can't say that, you gotta apologize. You know, anybody can take just so much until you start to doubt yourself. Well, he's no longer doubting himself. It's Donald Trump's campaign, Donald Trump's way, and he's surrounded himself with the people who are going to help him get right over the top. And anyone who thinks that Donald Trump isn't going to win, well, these are the same people who probably thought that England would never have voted to leave the European Union. It's interesting times, extremely interesting times. Hillary Clinton has nowhere to go but down. She's peaked. She's long ago peaked. There, no one who isn't for her now is going to become for her. She's a liar. She's a liar and people know it. And she's incompetent and people know it. Donald Trump has everywhere to go that's up. And he's going to go up. He's going to go way, way up. And first of all, you got to believe the polls that say he's down, and I don't believe them for a second. You know, they're all over the board. I don't believe the polls at all. Donald Trump is saying the things that people want to hear, and he means them. He actually means them. He's going to make America great again, and that scares the crap out of the left, which includes the rhinos, all these Republicans who are just as responsible for the mess that America is in and the mess the rest of the world is in. Donald Trump is the guy who's going to win the day, and he's going to bring America back, and life is going to be good again, or at least in the United States of America, and a lot of people are looking forward to it. As I wrote in the editorial, by the way, the last part of the editorial, I'm going to be releasing a series of short stories. You know, if you're going to be reading them in a soft-covered book, they'd be between 50 and 100 pages. And they're on a whole bunch of things that I've done over the years that I think are really interesting. Some of the things are funny. I think most of them are socio-political, and some of them aren't funny, but they're all true, 100% true, no embellishments whatsoever. I think you'll enjoy reading them, and, you know, we're going to sell them for $5 per e-copy, and they're only going to be available on Galaganov.com. I was thinking of going to Amazon and using services like that, but I'm not going to. This is between you and me, the way this radio show is, the way it ought to be. It's Galaganov.com. It's radio on Galaganov.com, where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC. It's just, well, like these books, between you and me, the way radio ought to be, the way Galaganov.com ought to be as well. And that's the way it is. Anyways, until the next broadcast, have a great day.